Well, Jason, here we are. It's Monday, time for the Monday Business Watch. And here's something that's not a secret to me because I have credit at this particular store. COAS, named best new and used bookstore in New Mexico. Yeah, congratulations to them.
Absolutely. The rest of the country is figuring out what we've known all along. COAS was named best new and used bookstore in New Mexico. This was by online lifestyle and travel magazine RealSimple.com. And a couple of days only after I saw that come out, Best of New Mexico joined in and named them one of the 10 best in the state. So definitely getting the attention they deserve. And I was talking to Mike Beckett, the owner, and didn't realize exactly how deep the family roots ran in this store.
Very deep.
Not only did it get its start with his father, Pat Beckett. Pat was an archaeologist, anthropology, studied things like that, had a great collection and started curating those and got him out there. And then he bought a used bookstore down on Solano. And now Mike has it along with his wife. And their son is even getting involved running the e-commerce site.
And Which is huge, by the way.
I had no idea how big it was. And in talking to Mike, I started saying, okay, so we all know you got a lot of books. How many? And he was saying between the two stores, the online site, and stuff that they have in storage, probably over a million books.
Over a million books.
Can you believe that? I can't even get my
head around that. That's amazing.
Yeah, we could read forever and not get through the collection. And, you know, it's he built the collection not only by people bringing in their books for store credit, but they go to estate sales and things like that. And he was telling me that one time they had a gentleman in Deming who passed, and they bought his collection of books, and they found a bunch of titles that were in Spanish from, like, the 16, 17, 1800s.
No way.
And it turned out this gentleman in Deming had been an ambassador and collected these books. And Mike said, it's kind of typical of our community. We've got these people that just kind of fly under the radar. They're our neighbors. They're, you know, people we see at the market. And it's only when they pass that we learn that they have these really fascinating stories and interesting lives. And then it's really neat to get all these books back into circulation. I was talking to another friend about this story last night. And she was telling me she loves to go into COAS for the cookbooks, to get old cookbooks. She says, you know, if she's got something that she needs to look up quickly, she'll hit the phone like any of us normally do. But she really likes having the old classic cookbooks, the old Betty Crockers and some of the Frontiers. And, you know, another thing I like about COAS is they're really supportive of new authors. They have book signings on Saturdays. They support Southwestern authors, Southwestern literature. And they also do a really neat thing on Saturdays. They have kids come in for a story hour, and the kids get to take a book home with them. And Mike said he now gets people coming in bringing their kids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, instilling that love of the written word in the next generation, it's a wonderful thing.
It's a great store. I love it. I love it. Talking about a profile, talk to me about Sutherland's. I've always been curious about Sutherland's. Where does this business come from?
One thing that I like about Sutherland's, they've got that old school hardware store feel.
And that furniture that they have.
Yeah, and we were talking to Gary Mook, the manager down there, and he said that he's got a lot of leeway in what the store stocks. He can sort of cater it to what the community needs.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm telling a story on him here, but when he first got the job, he said he went dumpster diving around town to figure out what people were throwing away, what people were trying to repair, what people needed. You know, he had no idea what Adobe was, and no clue about swamp coolers, things like that. So he kind of self-taught himself by checking out what people were tossing and used that as a guideline early on. And since then, you know, they've got the furniture that we're talking about, just great selection there, and a great outdoor section is what I like, especially this time of year. And, you know, Sutherland's is a national chain, and the chain itself is turning 100 this year. So they've still got a lot of that old-time feel, but, you know, Gary will go out of his way to get whatever you need, special orders and things like that.
ARCA.
Looking at ARCA, I had so much fun last week. I got to go out and see a new rocket that they have produced here in Las Cruces. It's going to be a vehicle that can take small, mini, and micro satellites into orbit. And it's a 220-pound payload, and they can do it for about $1 million per flight, which is it sounds like a lot of money to me, but that's extraordinarily cheap when you think about putting something up into space. So it's great to see them still innovating and getting a lot of good production going here in Crucis.
Well, Jason, we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure as always.